With us right now, Bill O'Reilly, the number one television host for decades and the number one best-selling nonfiction author in the world. His latest book, Killing the Legends. You got to read this book, especially if you love Elvis or Muhammad Ali or John Lennon. It's an amazing book. And, of course, you can get his TV show every night. Everything is at BillO'Reilly.com. Go there, sign up, become a member. BillO'Reilly.com. Bill O'Reilly, how you doing?
Good. Working hard this morning, just like you, Simone, you know?
Yeah.
Gotta make a living.
Now, there was Trump derangement syndrome a lot of people had. You are in your column here. Think you might have Biden derangement syndrome?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I wrote a column on BillO'Reilly.com, as I do every Sunday, and I said, I think I've got it. There's no vaccine.
Yeah.
I think I've got Biden derangement syndrome because every time I see this guy on TV, my hands clench. I mean, it's just, he's so bad, it's beyond bad. Well, you know, it's in a zone that I've never seen before as a historian slash journalist. Usually, they'll fake it. You know, politicians will fake it. Oh, yeah, I'm going to try to solve the problem. Oh, yeah, we've got a solution. He didn't even bother. It's like, the border's secure. Don't worry about it. No, it's a fentanyl. Don't worry about it. We got it under control. No, violent crime all over the place. No, you don't have to worry about that. Economy, you know, layoffs now starting. Nah, don't worry. I'm fixing the economy. And I'm just going, you know, and he gets away with it in the sense that there are 40-45% of Americans who think, you know, he's doing a good job, according to polls. It's just insane.
Well, but you can't really blame them. They're being lied to by the media that keeps covering up.
How dumb can you be, though? How dumb can you be? I mean, all you have to do is look at the pictures on the border and look at the stats that, you know, 6 million people have come over in 2 years to the United States. Then they shouldn't have done it. And he's just allowing it to happen and does nothing about it. I mean, yeah, the media is going to lie to you, but that's been going on forever. I'm not giving these folks a pass, but it's Biden himself that drives me nuts because he has no interest in solving very vexing problems. He doesn't have any interest in doing it. And he just sits there. Yesterday, he had nothing on his schedule.
What?
Today,
wait.
Nothing. Yeah,
nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. He showed up to work yesterday, Monday at 10:40 from Delaware. And today he's got a reception for newly elected Congress people. That's it. Okay, now, how do I know that? The White House has to put out a public schedule of events every day. And I get it, and I report it on the No Spin News every day. And the guy, you know, according to schedule, works about 2.5 hours a day, which is what I think he does. I think he takes a nap. The guy is just not engaged, and that's causing me to have Biden derangement syndrome, which I don't want to have. I want to be able to analyze fairly, you know, what the guy's doing, but it's a disaster.
So who really runs Joe Biden in this administration? Is it Obama?
Well, we reported last night it's Susan Rice. There was a power struggle, I understand, between chief of staff Ron Klain and Susan Rice, the chief domestic advisor to Biden. And Rice won. Now, you don't hear from Rice much. You don't see her. She's kind of very background. But she's best friends with the Obamas.
Yeah.
And it makes sense if you look at the line that Biden is so far left and Klain is more of a, you know, practical guy. He's a lefty. He's a progressive. But he's more of a practical guy. And he's leaving. And it's not surprising he's leaving. He wants to make money. He wants to go on a lecture circuit and all that. But Rice is running Biden right now.
But Rice really is just the coach on the field, right? Who's the owner of the team?
I don't know. Rice is more than that, though. She's pretty bright. I think that Rice herself, if you look at her public statements, all the things that Biden is supporting, all these far-left things, equity, all of the race-based stuff comes from her.
Yeah.
And the legalization of marijuana from her. all the left-wing stuff. I don't know if there's any. I don't think anybody's pulling her strings, but I do think she consults with Barack Obama often.
Yeah. Well, most people suspect Obama of being. But is it like a committee? Is there a bunch of George Soros types involved?
No. It would be very contained. Obama's very shrewd and smart. He's not going to put himself out there. If somebody would leak something, he wouldn't ever sit in a committee. It's him and Michelle against the world.
And the document scandal kept quiet for all those months. Why did it all of a sudden come out? Is somebody trying to wound Biden?
I don't think that's what it is, but we'll know in a month when these House hearings get underway. That's an excellent question. You know, why now? Why did they kind of go in November starting to look for classified documents?
Yeah.
What was the driver on that after all these years? They were sitting in the boxes, and now we learn it goes all the way back to when he was a senator. So why now? But nobody can really authoritatively answer that question. It's got to be done under, you know, testimony, sworn testimony.
Hmm. So Democrats tend to be practical, though. They let crime get totally out of control, inflation go totally out of control. It's killing the citizens. Don't they realize at some point that's going to do them in?
You know, the progressives really control the money that flows into the party, so they've gained editorial control as well.
Yeah.
So moderate Democrats don't have much of a voice anymore. You see Manchin pop up here and there. He looks like he wants to run for president, by the way. But the real drivers of the Democratic Party are now far left people. You know, the Soros brigades are the ones that fund the party. Gates and all these people, you know, all the social media titans, Hollywood, Spielberg, Katzenberg, all these people. That's the big money in the Democratic Party, and they're all far-left people.
Yeah. But these are brilliant, brilliant guys. You know, Katzenberg's a brilliant guy. How can you be that smart and be that far-left? How does that happen?
I don't know. You know, I know that culture in Hollywood now is just bad as it's ever been. So if you're even a moderate, you have a hard time getting hired. It's almost a progressive litmus test on these movies and TV shows. In order for them to hire you, you have to be in the Kool-Aid brigade. And, you know, there are exceptions to that, but not many. And you ask anybody in Hollywood, and they are just frightened, you know, to talk politics unless there are a left-wing loon. If they're even a moderate and they say something that the progressives don't like, they could get fired. And then if they get fired, everybody in Hollywood knows why. And it won't work again.
Well, everybody should go to BillO'Reilly.com because that's where you can get the column. That's where you can watch the TV show. You can get the Killing series. The latest book is Killing the Legends. It's a riveting book. You should get the book and sign up, become a premium member. You get all sorts of stuff there. And what's on the TV show tonight?
Well, we're going to leave with this gun stuff because we can't get stats. My belief is that the liberal cities like New York and Chicago are not enforcing gun laws.
Yeah.
I got one stat from Adams's office that's pretty harrowing. 75% of those arrested on gun crimes are out on the street. So if you're not going to enforce gun laws, and it makes perfect sense because most of the violators of the gun laws are black, and that's why they don't want to enforce the law anyway because they think that the justice system is unfair to African Americans. So if you're not going to enforce gun laws, you're going to continue to have this insanity where every 3 weeks there's another 12 people dead.
Well, that's
go ahead.
No, I was going to say that we're out of time, but that's why you want to watch tonight. Go to BillO'Reilly.com. Yes. You can watch the show there. Sign up, become a premium member. BillO'Reilly.com. Bill O'Reilly, thanks for being with us.
I appreciate it, Mark. All talk right. Next week.
Take care. Anyway, everybody check out the webpage. We've got some great stuff up there. Joe Biden, not just a liar. He began his career as a plagiarist. Watch these old news stories from the 70s. You won't believe what this guy tried to get away with back then. Hey, also, watch this video. Ronald Reagan on Joe Biden. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark.
End your day smarter. John Batchelor is back on New York Radio. Weeknights 9 till midnight on 710 WOR.
Hey, polls keep showing a very tight race between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. Could be the biggest political battle ever. Well, now Newsmax wants to know what you think. They're conducting a urgent poll asking if President Trump should continue to run for president, or would you rather have DeSantis? Vote in the Newsmax poll right now on Donald Trump. Just text the word lunch to 39747. That's lunch to 39747. Let your voice be heard. Now watch Newsmax. I watch it. Millions do. Newsmax is carried on every major cable system. If your cable system doesn't carry them, call them and demand Newsmax. And be sure to vote in the Newsmax poll on whether Trump should run again. Text the word lunch to 39747. That's lunch to 39747. And make the switch to Newsmax. You won't look back.
$1,000. Get inflation compensation with the keyword at 5 after the hour on WOR.
Do you have tax-iety? That uncertain feeling knowing taxes are due and you don't know what to do. You're afraid getting help may cost you big bucks and your sanity.